preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winnemore boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, live, in person. Thank you all for those of you who listened to the show last night. That was a golden oldie. And I live up here in northern North Dakota, and I'll tell you what, you, in the blink of an eye, the weather can get very cold, very snowy, very icy, and the wind can get very high. And it did that to me just before showtime, and I got stranded. So thankfully, our incredible engineer, Mike, put on a golden oldie, which he says worked pretty well for the mood. But here we are. We're live here on January 27th, 2023. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for 1 hour, as we are customarily, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, it's Friday, and do we have stuff to talk about tonight? Well, boy, do we. You know, in one of the last two or three shows, I mentioned that we're in a situation of, what would you say, crisis overload or bombshell overload, crisis overload, what would you call it? But it's such an overload that no one can keep up with it. And we have to watch out in this one, because one of the tactics of our enemies will be precisely to overwhelm us, to confuse us, to immobilize us. And we may go catatonic, so to speak, metaphorically, with so many things attacking us from so many different directions. So, that in mind, the latest crisis overload was produced by, is the one that they're trying to keep off of the internet. This one's so bad, they don't even want anybody to know about it. And that is the brilliant, magnificent undercover news reporting by James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who managed to get a director, a senior executive of Pfizer, to say in great detail, and we don't know that all the video taken of this guy has been released, but in what we've got, in great detail, he makes it clear that Pfizer is a criminal, totally corrupt, totally criminal organization, all of whose executives should be wearing pinstriped clothing for the rest of their lives. And they should be falling on their knees and thanking us for not issuing a more severe penalty than life in prison. All of them. What this guy, Jordan Tristan Walker, and I don't know anything about the guy's background or his birth or his anything. He doesn't have a Wikipedia article. They've made him disappear in the memory hole. And they want this video to also go in the memory hole. But he, what's his title? Let me read his title. I'll get it for you in a moment here. But he's a very senior person in charge of vaccines, in charge of mRNA development or research at Pfizer. And he giddily smirking and joking and just full of himself, he finds it funny that Pfizer is discussing, he admits that much, and also more or less Moore admits that they're doing it, developing new strains of COVID-19 designed purposely to be more lethal. They're designing killer viruses. And then he says, one benefit to Pfizer of this practice is that we can in advance develop the vaccine that fits this virus that we've just developed. And then when the virus breaks out, well, bingo, we're Johnny on the spot. We've got the vaccine. And it becomes for us, and he says this in this secret camera interview in a bar. He says, this is a cash cow. This is a cash cow for Pfizer. Now, the interview, he admits it on the video. He's a gay guy who thinks he's on a gay date. The honeypot run by Veritas is that their fellow with a hidden camera has led this guy, Jordan Tristan Walker, to believe he's on a date, a gay date. And he's bragging about all these things, these evil, utterly evil. And he shows no conscience whatsoever. As James O'Keefe describes it, and I may get to play this little clip of James O'Keefe. He says, this man has absolutely no moral compass. Now, the outcome of this should be, and he thinks he's probably drunk or stoned or both, and he's probably getting all hot to trot on his gay date. So he's throwing out these incredible revelations about himself to impress his date. And he's confident that his gay assignment is cover enough. It's secure enough that he can do this. Anyway, what should happen as a result of this? Well, the Pfizer Corporation should be shuttered immediately. The entire Pfizer Corporation, all of its offices, all of its far-flung operations around the world should all be shut down. Their assets should be confiscated. Their executives should be all imprisoned with humongous bail. And then they should all be tried on a list of charges as long as your arm. And in addition to that, there should be hammer-hitting investigation done by Congress. All of these people, starting with the CEO of Pfizer, Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A, Bourla, who has just finished his appearance at Davos in Switzerland, where he hobnobbed with the elite. They should all be subpoenaed, dragged in front of people who will grill them on what crimes Pfizer has been and is committing. And then the entire operation should be shut down. And all of their products should be removed from the marketplace and destroyed. And, you know, and so on. The civil penalties, unlimited civil penalties. Damages in the trillions of dollars assessed against Pfizer to clearly exceed any conceivable amount of resources that Pfizer can be liquidated for. And I don't know who the injured class, all the people who received the Pfizer vaccines, all taxpayers who were paid for the crimes of Pfizer. So I'm not sure how the money would be collected. But that's not a problem. If by no other means, simply giant confiscation of all of their assets into the U.S. Treasury. Pay off a little bit of that national debt. So we'll play a little bit of that tonight, and I want to discuss that. But this is one of the, one of the most incredible stories. We're getting stories that are epic. I mentioned the Tucker Carlson story, in which he points out that we now know that the CIA killed Kennedy. Wow. Incredible. And all of these stories connect, and that all of them are being run out of what George Orwell in 1948, the year I was born, what he wrote about in his book 1984. A ministry of truth that is, well, what's the ministry of truth doing today? Mini-true. According to Tucker yesterday, how much time was devoted to the Jordan Tristan Walker revelation in the Project Veritas video? How much time was devoted to covering this or to playing any of it or mentioning it. With a dramatic pause, Tucker Carlson said, precisely 0 seconds. It never happened, folks. That's what we learned in 1984. Things that that Big Brother doesn't want you to know never happened. The picture has been photoshopped from the image. The name has been scrubbed from the biographical resources. Doesn't exist. You can't find it on the internet. So that's now. Look what they're doing. This is a high stakes gamble by the deep state. And I expect they will do this. I expect it will be almost impossible to find the video. Apparently it's been pulled off of YouTube. This is an absolutely sound, legal, unquestionably correct video by Project Veritas. No ethical violation of any kind, nothing. They'll continue this. Well, what's the risk to the deep state? The risk is when, you know, as in the movie, it'll come to me in a second, The Matrix. The problem is when the people realize that they're in a matrix. That's the big problem. That's the big risk. What if the people wake up? Uh-oh. That's the worst situation for the deep state. They've got to keep us comatose. But by taking an entire event of this magnitude off of the internet, taking it out of YouTube, trying to scrub it from reality, can they get away with this? Because there are little outlets like this one, like My Voice. I'll play part of it in a moment. So many people will hear it on this show. Many people will hear it on other Patriot shows. So the word will get out. And the proletariat, that's you and me, the proles, we're finding out, hey, we're in a matrix. Let me out of here. Pull that connection out of the back of my brain, out of my skull. So that's the risk they have here. They hide this whole thing. They must be right now having their meeting at the CIA or whoever runs our media. Where is the office that runs our media? Is it within the Langley headquarters of the CIA? Is it somewhere else? Is it a conglomerate of the FBI and the CIA and the NSA? And might as well put the Rochelle Walensky and the Centers for Disease Control. Put them in there too. Who is in on all of this? Well, they're having their meeting right now. Can you imagine the fist fights and the food and the glasses flying across the room as these people are fighting right now? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? If we remove this from all of the internet that we control, we risk waking the people up, because there are all these Republic Broadcasting Network type things out there. And the word's going to get out to scores of millions of Americans and Europeans and others around the world. So they're having a knockdown, drag-out fight right now. All these Jordan, Tristan, Walker-type people. All righty, with no moral compass. So let's play a little bit. Another... Don't breathe your last. Come back after this break, and we'll talk about another overload bombshell that just went off. We'll be back.
Like a giant old tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Do
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We're back, folks. And I'm just going to give you a series of bombshells here. The next bombshell is a post that Donald Trump, now get this, I'm going to move to different topics here, but bear with me. They're all connected. How many great leaders in the world, or major leaders, leaders of nations, leaders of entire peoples, how many of them have adamantly put their foot down and said, damn it, end this war now? Who would have posted something that says, first come the tanks, then come the nukes? That's right. Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump just posted that. We're going to read that in a moment. I'll read it right off of his page. But an incredible, incredible bit of truth on truthsocial.com. What's with these so-called leaders of Belgium and the Netherlands and Sweden and Norway and England, Spain, Germany, Italy? And Italy has a pretty good leader, but nobody's had the stones to say, end this war now. It's insane. It will lead to nuclear war. One guy, one in the whole world. So if you're wondering, like, well, what, Kelso, that question came up, and apparently from a good person, how can you support Donald Trump? I got carried away in my casting aspersions on that person. But how can you support Donald Trump? Well, He's the only leader in the entire world. Name me one more. Name me another. I'll even go to Ron DeSantis here. Has Ron DeSantis stated this is heading for nuclear war? End it now? Maybe he has, but I missed that headline. One in the world, Donald Trump, out in front, defending our very survival. That's why I'm so enthusiastic for Donald Trump. And of course, now the people that, what's the past tense of to bullshit? Bullshat? The people who bullshat Donald Trump, this is this tape we started with, the Jordan Tristan Walker. And anybody that knows anything about him, you're welcome to call up and, you know, how old is this guy? Where was he born? What's his story? The only thing he tells us about himself is that I'm on a gay date. And I was just trying to impress my date. I didn't really mean it. As he freaks out and he physically attacks. James O'Keefe grabs his tablet, throws it to the floor, demands that everybody be locked in the bar, false imprisonment. This guy can be run up on so many charges. I mean, of course, there's the charge of treason and murder on developing lethal vaccines, but right there he's committing crimes left and right. And then he runs out in the street and he thinks he sees the Project Veritas car coming down the street. He runs in front of the moving car, and the car would have been perfectly innocent of any wrongdoing if they'd just run over him. He runs in front of the car to make them stop. They do stop. Then he realizes the people in the car have nothing to do with Project Veritas. He's that desperate to run in front of moving cars. This is too beautiful. And, you know, hey, Joe Scarborough, where are you, buddy? Mika Brzezinski, where are you, baby? Come on. Is this not good enough story for you as a journalist? There's not enough juice in this story? Not enough meat? It's not worthy of your vaunted attention? Or is something else going on? Are you a bunch of whores? Are you a bunch of fully bought, paid for on... Has your pimp got you on in his stable? Yes, who is your pimp? You are in the pimp's stable. How does it feel to be a hooker in a stable? Mika, Joe, and all the rest of them. And it's the entirety of media. And now it's starting to even include people on Fox, with Paul Ryan in there with his unquenchable hatred of Donald Trump, trying to persuade James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, that the way to go with Fox is neocon. It's Rhino. Go Rhino with Paul Rhino. Excuse me, Paul Ryan. These people who get Trump dementia are unbelievable. Now, let me give you another story here. I'm trying to portray this just a visual story, and I'll put it in words right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Okay, we're back, folks. And Pat in Fort Worth, hang on there, Pat. We'll get to you in just a moment. Just give a couple more announcements here. To give the visual, project the visual. Now, I grew up in California. I know I'm in North Dakota, but a very different place. But I grew up on the beach in Southern California, and I'm looking at a picture of Donald Trump hitting an uphill, a long uphill putt. On a golf course, and I'm seeing oak trees in the background that I have never seen anywhere else but California, and the hills look like Palos Verdes, and it looks like California. The light, everything, it just screams California to me. I think Donald Trump's on one of his golf courses in California. I know he has one in Palos Verdes, and a location I know very well from surfing days, and which continue, but the he hits this great long putt, and here's a little twist. He's in private. He's out there in private, you know, and he loves golf, and he stays in shape with the golf, and he's obviously in great shape, which is important to us as our returning president. What is he wearing when he's out by himself playing golf? He's got a cap on, a baseball cap, and it's a Make America Great Again cap. I mean, he lives the life. This is Donald Trump. And so anyway, that's if you go to truthsocial.com, you'll see the post he just put up 46 minutes ago. is a picture where he says his only comment is, I got lucky. But we know he just won the senior championship at his Palm Beach Golf Club and in West Palm Beach. And the he won the senior championship. Now, in golf, I don't know what the cutoff is to be called a senior, but I'll bet you it's not very old. I'll bet you it's in the 50s, like 55 or something, to be called a senior in golf. So Donald Trump at 76 beat a bunch of really good golfers, some of whom were 20 years younger than himself. So, you know, and he's a busy man. He doesn't have much time to play golf, but look at what a superb physical and mental and moral specimen is Donald Trump. All right, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, thanks for calling.
Howdy, howdy. James, I wanted to tell you that there's a book called Arithmetic of God by Alexander Hislop, H-I-S-L-O-P. And it was written in the 18th century, 17-something. So it's nothing new. It's not propaganda. And the number for 40 is testing in the Bible. Like 40 days and nights of rain after Noah. And Jesus was tested by the devil for 40 days and nights. So anyway, I just realized that 2024 is 40 years since 1984. Now, I believe they wrote that book, 1984, to discourage us. I really believe that.
Well,
but I can't tell you right now.
No, that's interesting. It's been 40 years since 1984 itself. The I'll tell you now, the author, George Orwell, that is a pen name. His actual name was Eric Arthur Blair. And you are talking to a Blair. I'm a Blair.
I know, but you don't have to be responsible for all of your relatives.
No, I'm not. No. If Eric Arthur Blair, a member of our family, were in fact, some kind of a ne'er-do-well, I would be the first. I'm with you. But the greatness. My daughter is in high school, is reading 1984 now for the first time, and she said, "This is the best book I've ever read. This is incredible. I can't tear my eyes away from the pages. It's such an incredible book." And I'll tell you, here we are, as you say, 40 years after 1984, and many 60 years more than that since the writing of the book, or about 60 years. And George Orwell nailed it. I'm convinced. I think he's one of the greatest writers ever to live. And his book, 1984, I would nominate it among those nominated for the greatest book of the 20th century. I would nominate 1984. I'd nominate Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago and a few other books. But 1984 is, I don't think it was written to discourage us. And
Ayn Rand was a good writer. I mean,
yes.
But on the other hand, if somebody doesn't challenge you, you just kind of like float into the jab. A clot shot is more cause it. You just float into that. That's sad. But if you're challenged, not to let that happen, I think we might have made it. And I do think that Donald Trump needs some prayer because a Jewish prophet, but you know what? They know the Bible and they know how to pray. They know the Old Testament. I'm the Christian. Well, wait a minute. He wasn't eating well. He wasn't eating what he
Who, George
should
Orwell?
Be eating.
George Orwell?
No, Donald Trump. She said that he is, they want him to eat something like filet mignon. He'd rather have a meatloaf sandwich.
Well, okay, I'll go, you know what I'll go with, Pat, on the, I'm very concerned, like you. I'm very concerned about the health of our president. It really matters to us. And I'll go with the evidence of my own eyes. I'll trust my own eyes. And when I watched him on that golf course, which I believe was in California, because it just looks like California to me, it could have been, I don't, but the hills on the coast, it's got to be California. It can't be South Carolina. When he was hitting that long putt uphill to sink it, this is a fit man. And I watched him swinging a little bit heavier than he wants to be. He's joked about that ever since his doctor, Dr. Jackson of
who was
White House doctor. He said, you know, Mr. President, you need to lose a couple of pounds. And he said, you know, he was right. But other than that, I think he probably eats very well. And I don't think he lives on Diet Cokes. I think that is rumor being spread to discourage us.
The point is, though, that if you ever go along to get along with the people supposedly helping you, he's already made that mistake. Eating is something that catches up with you later. We need him for 8 more years.
Yes, and I would thoroughly, I hope he gets a tremendous chef in his kitchen and a tremendous dietitian on his staff. And I'd love to see a toned, buff, ripped Donald Trump by election time, 2024. And maybe we will. Maybe we will. But
a lot of what looks like weight is a bulletproof vest.
Well, he is a little some of that, sure. But he would be the first to say, "Yeah, I've got a few extra. I'm packing a few extra pounds." But Pat, thank you very much for calling up, and thank you for sharing our mutual concern for the health of the greatest man in the history of the United States. All righty, so let's go to go to some of the posts of the president here. I want to read this incredible post he put up about first come the tanks, then come the nukes. But first, let's listen to the president. Here he is talking today. He put this up. Let's see here. Here it is.
Mitch McConnell has made the Biden presidency look much better than it would have without the old crow pushing massive Green New Deal type funding for the radical left Democrats. It's incredible what McConnell has done. Inflation and debt will be the end result. However, not good for anybody, especially for our country. What Mitch McConnell has allowed the Democrats to get away with is absolutely unthinkable. And Republicans, don't forget it.
Nice, nice, short. And right there, I was noticing he's such a consistent, constant man. He almost always wears a beautiful red tie, probably a Trump tie. But here he was wearing a beautiful blue, very presidential blue tie, that beautiful white shirt, the blue suit, and a blue or red tie. I love it. All right, here's the president in another announcement today.
Mitch McConnell is either the worst negotiator in the history of politics, or he's a stone cold crook.
Love it.
There can be no other explanation as to why he has become such a rubber stamp for the Democrats. Republicans use debt ceiling to get it all back. You'll get every ounce of it back. Use debt ceiling. Take it back.
Nice. Notice, the strength of his leadership. He's so clear. And I love it. Stone cold crook. That's what it is right there. Because he's not dumb. A stone cold crook. That's Mitch McConnell. And he posts, here's another one. He's just knocking off these videos.
Our country has become the investigation capital of the world. Actually, that's all we do. And it's only good for our many enemies, our enemies that are laughing at us all over the world. They could not be happier as they brilliantly plot our demise and destruction. We have to get back to making America great again.
Nice. Okay, so apparently he's doing lots of short videos. Here's another one. I'm going through this round of videos for the first time. These are all today.
They created this document mess for themselves by being so totally deranged about me. And I did absolutely nothing wrong. It's really incredible to watch, isn't it?
I love it. Kind of short videos. This is a new stroke for the great golfer. Here's another one.
Deanna Lowe from the Washington Examiner said it best. Quote, it's very disturbing that this goes back to time in the Senate, because unlike President Trump, Vice President Biden didn't have the right to declassify these documents, no ability whatsoever to do so. We're talking about a span of 2 decades minimum. The timeline there were 68 days elapsed between Biden finding the documents and them becoming public news.
Okay, I'll just give you that teaser on that video, because that's a longer one at a minute 43. Let's go down further. What's going on here? This is new to me. Here's another one. Is this the fifth video so far today? Here's another one. I have no idea what it's going to be.
Peter Baker writes in the failing New York Times that, quote, Biden's errors on files, meaning documents, blur Trump's case. Well, that's the way it is. But, you know, there are bigger problems, because who's seeing all of his files? Who's seeing all those documents? They're put in a basement, an unlocked basement with no security. So it may be so, what Peter says, but perhaps he means it in a much different way, because, as you know, Peter Baker was President Obama's biographer and his biggest fan. The biggest fan. Think of that. And what he had in mind was probably different from what other people were thinking. Politically, it has effectively let former President Donald J. Trump off the hook. The fact that Biden was so egregious, and he might be right about that, Peter. He might be right. They said, let me off the hook. However, he states that Biden has cooperated with authorities while President Trump has not. This is just false. It's exactly the opposite.
Now, there's another one. I'll tease you with that. That goes on for another minute and a half. That's today. How does this man do this? He's standing there between two beautiful American flags in front of a naval seascape of two ships battling, probably from the Battle of 1812 or War of 1812 or the American Revolution, but I don't know. Might be some historical. I'll look it up. Here's another one. Son of a gun. Just cranking them out. What tie has he got on this one? He's still got the blue tie on, so he's hasn't even changed his clothes.
The FBI guy after me for the Russia hoax, long before my election as president, was just arrested for taking money from Russia. May he rot in hell.
May he rot in hell. I love, you know, he's becoming more and more incredible. Here's another one. How did I miss this? It's just nonstop.
One of the very same FBI officials who was centrally involved in the launch of the Russia hoax has now been charged for himself colluding with a Russian oligarch.
Okay, here we go. That same topic. Here we go. Here's another one. Yet another.
Under Joe Biden, the world has become vastly more dangerous. And there is no greater danger than the deadly menace of nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles. Hypersonic missiles move at many times the speed of sound and six times faster than current missiles. Armed with nuclear weapons, they could annihilate entire cities and even countries within minutes. And we cannot let this happen. If you take a look right now, the nuclear word is being mentioned all the time. This is a word that you're not allowed to use. It was never used during the Trump administration, but now other countries are using that word against us because they have no respect for our leadership. World War III would be a catastrophe unlike any other. This would make World War I and World War II like very small battles. The best way to ensure that such a conflict never happens is to be prepared with unmatched technology and unrivaled strength. To this end, when I'm commander-in-chief, which we did an awfully good job at rebuilding our military, we rebuilt the entire military. Once again, I will work with Congress and our great military leaders, not the ones you see on television. I don't consider them leaders. But we're going to work with them to build a state-of-the-art next-generation missile defense shield. Just as Israel is now protected by the Iron Dome, a dream once thought impossible, America must have an impenetrable dome to protect our people. We worked with Israel to develop that dome. They relied on us, not just them. They relied on us. We have technology that's unsurpassed, but our past leaders haven't really wanted to use it. I rebuilt our military at a level that nobody thought possible, but we have to now go that further step. We must be able to defend our homeland, our allies, and our military assets around the world from the threat of hypersonic missiles, no matter where they are launched from. Our adversaries must understand that they, not the United States, will be totally destroyed if they ever dared to launch missiles against our homeland. The Space Force, which was inaugurated under my leadership, will have a very vital role to play. It was such an important thing we did. The Democrats fought us all the way, but we got it passed. First time in 79 years, new force. Just as I rebuilt our military, especially our nuclear capabilities, I will build the shield to defend America from missile attack. We will have a peace through strength. And that's what we had. And we had no wars during the Trump administration. We had no wars. Remember that. Because we were strong. The other side knew it. And they didn't want to play games. They didn't want to mess around. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. Now, this goes to this incredible tweet, not tweet, but message he gave. Oh, here's another one. What's going on? How many? This is nonstop.
In the middle of the city's bloodiest crime wave in decades, the left-wing lunatics on the Washington, D.C. City Council have passed a radical bill to throw open the jailhouse doors, set loose violent felons, and let criminals run wild. I just wonder, are they going to allow the patriots of January 6th to go, or are they going to be the only ones in jail in Washington, D.C.?
Wow. Wow. That's a teaser there. I got to hear the rest of that one. It wasn't that brilliant and beautiful. This is all today. I mean, I've never seen such a thing. Is there another one? Okay, here he is. Another one. Remember, I'm only giving you the start of these things. This is all today.
The violent and vicious riots in Atlanta carried out by the anti-police radical left anarchists are an abomination, and it has to stop. These extremists smashed windows, set fire to a police cruiser, destroyed businesses, laid...
Okay, we know where he's going to go with that one, I think. I don't know. He's coming up with a bunch of new stuff. All right. Did I finally exhaust that run of videos? Okay, he's got more great posts here. He posts a story about Yuma, says their town is on the brink of collapse due to the invasion, of course. Here's one today. I found John Bolton to be one of the dumbest people in government. A total and unhinged warmonger. The red-faced boiler ready to explode was one of those very stupid voices that got us into the Middle East quicksand. $7 trillion and millions of deaths later, nothing. The good news is that I won big negotiations with this moron. When I brought him into a room with hostile foreign leaders, they thought I was going to war and concede it all. Okay, here's the one I'm looking for. This was today. It was yesterday, within 24 hours. First come the tanks, then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. So easy to do. As I mentioned, the only leader in the world to say what you just heard, or any reasonable facsimile of those words, the only one in the whole world. What governor of what state, what leader of what country has said what Donald Trump just said right there? And that's the message we need for what I've always called him, the peace president. And he mentions hypersonic missiles that travel 6 times faster than other missiles, 10 times as much as 12 times the speed of sound. These cannot be intercepted with existing technology. And there is no thinking time left. If a nuclear missile able to destroy the entire region of Chicago, the entire region, not just the city, the entire region of New York City, is launched on a hypersonic missile, and this hypersonic missile could have multiple independently targeted warheads, so it could destroy 6, 10 cities at hypersonic speed. Between the time that someone gives the launch signal at the origin of this nuclear hypersonic missile to the time it strikes is minutes. Minutes traveling around the world. There's not time to even think. Donald Trump is right. Nuclear war would make World Wars I and II look like small battles. In World War II, was America invaded during World War II? Did a single bomb go off, other than Hawaii, did a single bomb go off in the continental United States? Did a single person die in the continental United States? No. And we were in World War II up to our eyeballs. Not the case in a nuclear war. No, we would not have a safe homeland in any nuclear war. Well, shucks, we ran out of time. But we will be back Monday, right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. See you then.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.